And it is Talking Transfers. It's an audio version this time. How exciting. But still, the quality is going to be there, of course, but because we have got Paul Coast from the Liverpool Echo. Joined after a bit of a break, Paul. What have you made of it all the transfers? I mean, welcome back, first of all. But what have you made of it all since you've been away? Because there wasn't much going on. And then suddenly there was the casino stuff. Ended up with Endo. What have you made of it all? Following it from a bit of afar.
Yeah, it makes a change. I mean, it was quite refreshing just taking a step back and seeing it all unfold through Twitter and through, actually, what people at work are telling me, rather than just chasing things up firsthand. It's been a little bit different, quite interesting. I think my last day at work, as I'm sure you can hear the baby all in the background, that's the reason I've been off, was the day it came out that Fabinho was a target for, has he gone to Al-Hittad? I can't remember who went where now. So being watching it all unfold, and the Caicedo stuff was fascinating, because I just happened to check my phone doing a night feed and saw David Ornstein's tweet that Liverpool have agreed a £110 million fee, British record transfer. And I actually checked Ornstein's profile like three separate times to check that it wasn't one of those blag ones that you see popping up. And I genuinely couldn't believe it. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning. And then I can't even blame the baby for not getting any sleep for the rest of the night. I was just checking Twitter the same way everyone else was at the time, I imagine. And then within less than 12 hours, it became apparent that Caicedo was on his way to Chelsea instead, and then Endo came out of nowhere last week, didn't it? So it's been a little bit of a wild ride, but different taking a step back and watching it from afar, which makes a little bit of a refreshing change. But we're back into it now for the final, what is it, 10 days of the window, and I'm expected to be busy.